But yeah, the Roquan Smith news, it sucks.
I think there are a lot of people do feel the way that Adam Studzinski clearly feels with the darkness in the open. And that, like, man, just pay the freaking guy. What the hell's wrong? Why do we have this to worry about? A lot of people feel that way.
Well, I put out a poll question. If I told you that the two outcomes were trading Roquan Smith for a late first-round pick or signing him to a roughly five-year, $100 million contract, and Ryan Poles left the decision to you, sign him or trade him? 2,100 votes so far. You want to take a guess on how that poll went?
60-40 sign or 65-35.
You're right there. Yeah, 63.7 sign. So Bears fans want to keep their best player.
But it's interesting.
Breaking news.
It's not 90-10. It's not 90-10. So those who are voting that the trade is better acknowledge some of the old axioms, like it's what Sahad have said to Jed Hoyer, throwing his own quote back in his face. Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Right.
If you're going to suck, go ahead and suck even more. What's the difference? What is the difference in a season like this and what might be two seasons like this?
But it doesn't have to be two seasons. Football's different than baseball. Only 17 games. 50% of the playoff field turns over every single year. There are worst-to-first examples every single year.
So one season like this, and as you've talked about many times, when you're dealing with a position that feels potentially replaceable.
Well, that, to me, is where I think the actions here from Ryan Poles are interesting. If he wanted to just sign Roquan Smith, the comps are actually really easy.
Because it's not hard. The former Darius, now Shaquille Leonard, his contract was very recent.
And Fred Warner.
Of the Niners.
Shaquille Leonard signed at age 26 a five-year deal worth $98.5 million. He got $20,000 to sign with guarantees of about $52.5 million. Fred Warner is 25 years old. Roquan Smith is 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Warner signed 5 years, $95 million, with $12 million to sign and a little over $40 million guaranteed. Now, Roquan Smith would say, you got to pay me more than Fred Warner because I've been making more than Fred Warner because I was a first-round pick and he was a third-round pick. But they're the exact same age, and I think that the Bears could very reasonably say, but we're going to pay you less than Darius Leonard, Shaquille Leonard, because as great as you've been, you don't take the ball away like he does. That guy leads the NFL in forced fumbles every year. Takeaways are the most valuable thing in the NFL. He has shown the rare ability as a linebacker to create turnovers. So we'll pay you more than Fred Warner because your salary is starting at a higher place and you are the same exact age, but we will pay you less than the turnover. We will make you the second highest paid inside linebacker in the NFL. We'll give you 5 years, $95 million, 45 are guaranteed, $17 million when you sign. That deal should be done if everybody's negotiating in good faith and everybody wants him to be here. So it tells me one of two things. Either Roquan Smith's asking for way more than Shaquille Leonard, of which case the Bears would balk because he's not better than Shaquille Leonard, or the Bears are saying, for where our roster is right now, having a really expensive Will linebacker is a luxury and not a necessity. Sorry. In order to have Darius Leonard be awesome, you've got to have DeForest Buckner. And you've got to have a team that's ready to win double-digit games every single year, like the Colts have been doing, even when they haven't had a stable quarterback. Like, remember when the Bears' best player was Kyle Long? And it was like, and listen, we love Kyle Long on this show, but how good are you when your best player is a right guard? How good are you when your best player is a weak side linebacker?
Mm-hmm. So you understand.
I understand it.
You understand Poles' football perspective.
Yeah, but we don't know where the offers are coming in. My point is this, like, this contract should not be, this one is not difficult to figure out. Ryan Poles said to the media today that some of the things in the contract that they offered were record setting.
Yeah.
That makes me think it was total value of the contract and certainly not guaranteed money in the contract.
Well, it's interesting. His willingness to share that stands in opposition to what Ian Rappaport shared about the de-escalator clauses that are in there and are in virtually no other linebacker contract that he shared, you know, that information that he got from wherever that shows that the Bears are doing, offering a deal that would be bad for the overall linebacker market. Poles offers that, no, there were some records in there. So much of this is about agentlessness. It really is. It is dangerous and often ill-advised at certain points in your career to not have an agent. And the irony is, this is a moment now where he's going to need an agent even more. Now that offers are going to have to start coming at him in terms of contract extensions, if he's able to work out a trade with these other teams, if that's really where this goes, you need an agent even more in those kind of situations.
I think it's crazy for people in our industry to not have agents. Well, I think it's completely insane for someone dealing with the type of money that Roquan Smith is dealing with to not have one. Now, he has a union. So he can have people at his disposal as advisors and lawyers and player reps and all of that.
Yeah.
But I think it's crazy to, if you are in an incentive performance-based industry where agents are the norm, to say, you know, NFL players, it's like 3%. I'm going to save 3% by not having Drew Rosenhaus involved. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think it is crazy.
It's crazy.
And I know agents can be frustrating because in our industry, like I was talking to a buddy this morning who said, oh, every time I've had an agent, I don't want one. And every time I don't have an agent, I end up wanting one.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a very common feeling, certainly in our industry. And I get it. But you are going to have to deal with some stuff here that is things you shouldn't be dealing with, things that you shouldn't be worried about, things that are taking away from your focus and your life and what really matters. So I find it very, very curious to be dealing with a situation like this without an agent, to the point that I wonder how much Roquan is enjoying the possibility of these conversations, how much he likes the process, likes a little bit of the issues and the standoffs and the and being in that kind of position, because it's not a plus from your overall well-being experientially to be in this situation. It really isn't.
I have no idea if he enjoys it or doesn't. I assume he wants to get a $20 million signing bonus and $50 million or more guaranteed and sign a huge contract to continue being an all-pro caliber football player and playing the sport that he's always played. But he's working with someone. I mean, the statement was really good.
Yeah, it was remarkably specific, and it was very personal, full of emotions and full of nuance in specific ways.
And I would just be surprised if Roquan Smith wrote that whole thing himself. Like it felt like it was crafted by a PR professional. Yeah, you know, on some level, right? He addresses Chicago and Bears fans worldwide. Mm-hmm. I'm a kid from Macon County, Georgia. He references all of the Bears history at linebacker. Like, he gives you his history, he gives you the team's history, he gives you what his beef is, he appeals to ownership by name.
That is big, because some franchises, the ownership gets involved and gets in the way, but that is a direct affront to Ryan Poles and saying maybe ownership can come in and tell their guy what to do around here.
Yeah, it's a really bold move. It's a very bold thing, but he's working with someone, because that statement was just too to the T perfect. It was crafted by someone. He at least had help. And it drops the day of Family Fest.
Yeah,
it was coordinated. It was planned. It was given to an NFL insider on the day of the family practice. The perfect statement. Roquan is exercising leverage.
He's trying to exercise leverage.
That's what he's doing.
And he wants Adam Studzinski to be upset. And play, you know, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. He wants fans to be angry on the day of Family Fest. He wants people to think that Roquan is more Bears than Ryan Poles. Roquan is more middle linebacker. He's more football-y. He's our guy more than this new guy.
Yeah, and the very specific thing that was given to Rappaport that his frustration is the backloaded offer, which wouldn't make him the highest paid in actual salary, that included de-escalators, that not a single player out of the 94 non-quarterbacks making $15 million or more per year in contracts have. No chance Roquan Smith knows that. You know, honestly, like, the only way anyone would know that is a power agent or the NFLPA. So, like, the NFLPA is the de facto agent for Roquan Smith here. Because how would anybody know, oh, there's 94 players in the NFL who are not quarterbacks that make more than $15 million annually, and none of them have de-escalators in their contract? The players' union has access to all of the contracts. Mm-hmm. And in his statement, he mentions that signing the deal that was proposed to him would be bad for the overall linebacker market.
Right.
Who would care about the linebacker market?
The union.
The union.
Absolutely.
So he is working with people on all of this. When to release it, what to say, what weak points to go at the Bears for. But I think the fundamental question here is, because I don't think that it's that difficult of a contract to negotiate, mm-hmm. what is it about Roquan Smith that Ryan Poles doesn't want to invest in? Why is Ryan Poles, if we take Roquan Smith at his word, why is he lowballing it?
But Ryan Poles came out and said he absolutely wants to invest in him.
I know.
And what if he offered a deal that, in Ryan Poles' way, makes all the sense in the world? Sure, maybe there's this de-escalators thing in there, but there's also some record-breaking things in there.
Yeah,
and
but
so Ryan Poles is trying to mitigate those two things together.
Yeah, but if the record-breaking...
You don't know that it's the guaranteed money. It could have been.
Well, no, but I'm saying it's not the guaranteed money. Because if it was a record-setting amount of guaranteed money, then how would you be upset? Like, you know what I mean? If I'm going to give you the most money ever in the history of your position, you can't, you know, sometimes what happens when these contracts get floated in the NFL is it's like, oh, it was a six-year, $140 million deal. It reset the market for linebackers. And then you look at it and it's like, yeah, but it's a $35 million cap hit in 3 years. There's no way he'll be on the team, and less than a third of it is guaranteed. Like, it's like, you know, it's funny money. NFL contracts, they're not like baseball deals.
No, they're really weird, which is why you need an agent.
Well, I mean,
because the language is so weird.
Well, right. And so the other guy I'm worried about, not that Bears fans will care as much about it, but it's a much bigger contract, is Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's trying to negotiate a quarterback extension as a running quarterback susceptible to injury as a former league MVP
right.
without an agent.
When we've seen some quarterback contracts, as Colin Kaepernick's come to mind, be manipulated in a way that makes them thoroughly not guaranteed. You can get screwed pretty easily.
Yeah, like Lamar Jackson deserves more than Kyler Murray just got by any statistical measure, right? He has proven more in the NFL than Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray got $230 million. Hmm. So I hope Lamar Jackson, without an agent, gets his. And it's not that it's impossible, but Roquan Smith doing this publicly, you think he's not going to be here.
Yeah. I think, well, because
I think he will be.
I have Ryan Poles' reasons for that. I mean, then he came out and said this, and I don't know if we...
Let's play what Foles said just briefly here. This is Poles and how he plans to go forward on Roquan Smith.
Ryan, is your intention to trade him as his request asks for, or do you think something can be worked out here?
Right now, my intentions are to sign Roquan to this team, and we're going to take it day by day, and... At the end of the day, we got to do what's best for this organization. But my intentions are to make sure Roquan Smith's on this team.
Yeah. See, here's my thinking on it, Danny, is that they're going to be terrible, and that feels like leverage to Ryan Poles. He himself has a long leash, and that feels like leverage.